Good morning, everyone. It's Nicholas Denger back in Awaken Gains, here to bring you some more limit-breaking knowledge and to help you break your fitness limits today by adding to the cheapest home gym series I've done. The previous video did really well for the channel, and I really appreciate the likes, comments, and shares it's had. If this video can have the same to it, I would appreciate it and continue the series to bring you guys cheap home gym videos so you can use your monthly budgets and plan them a way to get you a better, stronger athletic adventure. Here on Awaken Gains, let's do that again today by doing the cheapest home gym boxing style gym for you to do on Awaken Gains. Let's break our fitness limits and start right now by hitting like, comment, and subscribe. Awakened Gains. So the basics to get your home gym started is, of course, you need the bag and the stand. The bag and the stand can be easily found on Amazon. It's a lot easier than getting a car and bringing it to your house. It depends. Do you want the 60 or 80 pound bag? For most people, I just recommend the 80 pound bag. You need to wear wraps, but that'll be talked about later in the video. For the stand, I don't recommend those, you know, those water-filled, air-filled ones that you can smack and knock over in one punch. Really, that diminishes the point of actually doing the exercise, because if you have to reset the gym every time. So the stand I'm talking about is the one I'm going to show in the B-roll right now. This stand has two-fold functions that can be done. It's the general stand that holds up to 100 pounds, so you can have a 100-pound bag if you really wanted to. I just went with an 80-pound bag because what's the point of having that 20 extra pounds if I'm not so serious with it? I use it as cardio and to break my fitness limits. But with this bag, there are a couple key features. I mean, with the stand. First, the stand has two options, the bag and an additional item that we're going to talk about later in the video. Plus, it can also be weighted down if you get really adventurous with your punches and you get really strong and you start knocking the bag around. One problem I have with these Everlast punching bags is, for some reason, I was missing like a bolt or a screw in my stand, so I had to actually Gorilla Glue it on so it'd stick properly, and so the bag wouldn't actually fall when I was punching, and that was a shock. It got really annoying. If you really started smacking the bag around and turning it, the actual bolts would rotate and they could actually become unscrewed, so I just put Gorilla Glue in it, and it stuck. It might be really hard to take out after a while, but I'm going to be using this gym for 2 to 3 years, so it doesn't really matter to me. Let's get another easy one out of the way, boxing cardio. While hitting the bag is an extreme form of cardio, for a lot of athletes, they want the traditional skipping rope. The traditional skipping rope is really cool for people that want to build cardio. It's a great way of getting out in the morning and doing some exercise. Let's say you wake up after that, after you have your breakfast, you do that for about 20 minutes just to get revitalized through the day. But there's some caveats. First, if you're doing it in your basement, which is where my home gym is, you need to have tall enough ceilings. The ceiling limit is very important, because if your ceiling just makes it to where your skipping rope is, you're going to be jumping and hitting the ceiling every single time, and that can get really annoying for the people who are upstairs hearing you hit the ceiling. The second is, if you can't do it outside, you have to do it outside. And are you going to do it on concrete or your driveway? This depends. The harder the substance you bounce the skipping rope off, the tougher the skipping rope you need to have. This is because the skipping rope will eventually decay and break apart. So for this cheap build, we have a budget already about $500 to $600. The bag and the stand costed about $200 or so dollars together. You can probably get them on sale for a little cheaper. This is with Amazon Prime, so shipping is to your house, which is way more convenient than using your car. But for the skipping rope, allocate a budget of $20 to $25 for a really solid pair of skipping ropes if you want to do traditional boxing style cardio. It lets you add variations to your training routine so you don't get stagnant, and it also won't break on you, because honestly, the stupidest thing is when you buy something for cheap and it breaks on you and you have to reorder an expensive version. The one I recommend, and the ones in my home gym, has a strong metal coat, just like metal fiber coating around like a tensile strength, you know, whatever the hell they call it, nylon, that wraps around the rope to give it more strength. You can also cut it to the size you want it to be, so you get a perfect skipping rope no matter what. You don't have to try a bunch of skipping ropes to find the perfect one. It comes out of the bag as sized for you after you cut it. Obviously, all links below are Amazon affiliate links, and I appreciate anyone who uses those links as they help the channel grow its home gym so I can make videos for you about my home gym and how you can improve your home gym. Now, here are the fun accessories. The boxing wrap and gloves. Boxing wrap and gloves are really easy. The gloves, if you're lucky, they actually come with your punching bag. I know if you get them from Walmart, they do come with the gloves. I got my first boxing bag, I think it was a 60-pound one from Walmart, and it actually came with gloves and like two layers of wrap. That isn't for sure though, but the one I got from Amazon, I don't believe it came with the 80-pound bag one. I believe it came with gloves. Allocate a budget of $40 or so for gloves and wraps. Usually you can get them on sale. But if you're going, if you're a beginner who's getting into boxing, you don't need a super strong glove right off the bat, because honestly, you don't use it that much, or at least I don't. I don't do heavy bag training that often. I usually just wrap my hands whenever wrap I have, and then do it for cardio or for technique and force transmission, so I can improve things like my bench press and other lifting activities. But for wrap, wrap is just wrap. It's just literally towel, pretty much. You could wrap your hands in towel if you really want to, but you should just use boxing wrap because it looks cool, I guess. But it comes in different colors. You can style out anywhere you want. Obviously, if you're going to go for a more crazy style that's not the red, black, and white, you're going to spend a little more money. So for anyone who wants to just get into it, just go with the basic ones you can find on Amazon for like $10, $12. So that adds your budget if you want these fun accessories, but you need wrap if you want the gloves too. That adds about $55 or so to your budget. So now you're at about $280 or so already, everyone. So one of the things you need if you want to do boxing is not just box, but you need to add your cardio ability to maintain long fights in the ring, or even just be better at MMA in general. One way traditional boxers love to do this is the skipping rope. The skipping rope is a valuable technique to improve timing and motor efficiency when boxing and performing hip drive into the bag. But there's some caveats you need to understand if you're going to do skipping at home. You can always do it outside, but if you're going to do it inside your home gym, in your basement, or in your apartment, there's two things you need to know. One, the ceiling height. The ceiling is very important. If your rope is too long, it will hit the ceiling and your upstairs neighbors or your parents will get really mad at you. Don't do it. Two, the floor you're doing it against. Is it concrete? Is it rubber? Is it plywood? Whatever the amount of roughness the surface has, it's going to break up the part. So to prevent the skipping rope from wearing and breaking, you need to get a strong skipping rope. Don't cheap out unless you know you get one for free, but allocate a budget of around $20 to $25 shipped through Amazon with taxes and everything. Canadian, this is all in Canadian, so US or other price is going to be better in general, but allocate that much for it. If you do about the $200 to $220 for the boxing bag and stand, now you're at about $275 to $250. Here are the more stylish and fun accessories. You have to get wraps to wrap your hands. If you're lucky, they come with the boxing bag. I don't think this one did. When I bought before, did come with boxing wraps and gloves, but I might have paid $100 for that, not $80 off Amazon. That was at Walmart. They actually sell them there. I was pretty surprised. It might have been open box too, so that's why it might have been cheaper with the gloves and the wrap. But wrap, you need it to box. If you can warm up, that's cool. Warm up with just your fist. I do it. I don't do it for many reps because you're just going to scratch your hands and rip your hands. I mean, look at that. You know, you get scars on your hands, but you have to wrap them for security. Don't do it without them if you're actually going to do some nicer activities. You can do heavy bag boxing. I don't really do it because I'm a power lifter, a weightlifter, bodybuilder, whatever. I'm just more about building muscle and getting stronger and breaking my fitness limits by subscribing and liking below. But for the average person who doesn't want to do heavy bag boxing, you don't need it. You can save money. Wraps are like 10 bucks for a nice pack. You can get colored ones if you really want to, but at the end of the day, they're just sweaty, like strips of toilet paper pretty much. Who cares? You can get gloves. Gloves cost $30. Let's say this budget is about $45 for wraps and gloves. So now you're up to about $315 to $300. Here is the second caveat you need if you're going to build a home gym. The floor you're protecting is very important. Your boxing bag is going to move around. You're a big, strong dude girl. You're going to smack that bag a lot. It's going to move around a lot. So you need to have a floor that's protected with it. One of the caveats to that is the type of material you use. Rubber is going to be the best for absorbing shock, and then plywood. If you want to get 1-inch thick rubber, you can get it. I have it on my gym. My entire gym has that to protect my floors, especially when I'm deadlifting. But what that does is it absorbs the force that the boxing bag has when it's shaking from you smacking it, so it doesn't scratch your floor. So it doesn't scratch or damage the floor. If rubber is going to be more expensive though than plywood, rubber, a 1-inch thick thing of rubber that's like 18 by 18 inches is going to be like $100, but plywood can be cheap. It's like $30 to $40 for what you need. Maybe just drill, glue together two pieces of 1-inch plywood underneath your boxing gym and you're fine. You can also anchor your boxing stand to the plywood if you want to get creative that way and save some money. That way you don't need multiple layers, but allocate a budget about $40 to $45 for the plywood. If you want to be a baller like me, get 1-inch thick tire wad. You can get it from Tractor Supply Co. or a local whole gym reseller may have it. All right, so the thing I mentioned in the beginning, an added bonus to your boxing stand if you get the one I have right here. Obviously, down below are Amazon affiliate links, and I appreciate anyone who uses them. It supports the channel and helps me build home gym videos for you guys. But one of the ones in this video is a speed bag. If you get lucky, it comes with your boxing stand. I mean, mine did. I'm new to boxing in general, so I don't know if this comes with all boxing stands, but it came with mine. For this one, a speed bag can be used to increase timing and technique when boxing. It can be a great way to even add cardio. And hey, you got 20 minutes when you wake up in the morning, smack the speed bag around just to get, you know, you're an animal, right? But for the average person, that's probably going to cost $40 to $50. Speed bags are like a niche product, so they're going to be a little more expensive, so budget that accordingly. If you're going from what this budget's kind of is, right now we're around the $350 to, you know, $400-ish dollar range. That's Canadian. So if you go by this budget video, a boxing bag and stand will probably cost you $220 to $250. Amazon, if you get on deal Black Friday, Amazon Prime Day coming up, it can be a little cheaper. If you want to get the wraps and the gloves, that might be $40 extra, so $260. If you want to get skipping ropes, that's probably add $25 to $285. And if you want to add the plywood, that's about $40. And the speed bag is about $40 to $50. It'll cost you probably around $400 to build this gym. And let's put that in perspective for a moment, because a squat rack by itself costs $400 to $500 if you buy a cheap one from a gym wholesale like I did. If you buy Rogue, it'll be like $1,000. So the fact that you can get a full gym in your basement, pretty much all dedicated to boxing for under $500, is pretty awesome. And if you like this video and you like the concept of this, the cheapest home gym for each sport series, like, comment, and subscribe. The last video did really well, and I'm hoping this video does too. If you want some more limit-breaking knowledge, check out the website below and hit that like and subscribe button. This has been Nicholas on Awaken Gains, here to break your fitness limits. Subscribe, Awaken Gains.